Just be careful here, guys, for this little trick that the examiner uses. Notice he gives you a before tax cost of debt, okay? If he gives you a before tax cost of debt, then just use that when you're working out the market value, okay? So use the proper percentage, the before tax percentage, and then use the before tax interest charge as well. So don't bother adjusting interest. So when you're doing the market value, just use the before tax cost of debt, and use the before tax interest charge. Okay, now, so therefore you're matching. Now, that will give you the proper market value. However, when it comes to the actual cost of debt that we use in our WACC calculation above, what we do there is we actually do adjust the cost of debt. So in the WACC calculation in total, instead of using the before tax cost of debt, we have to times that by, let's say, 70% to take into account the tax to make it an after tax cost of debt. So just to recap, when you're working out the market value, if it gives you a before tax cost of debt, use it, but use a before tax interest charge as well. And then when you come to put it in the WACC calculations in the end, use an after tax cost of debt, because that's what we always need. Hope it helps.